guarding the last outpost of freedom, like a beacon of light to the world, and exercising our freedom of speech like we're the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark. And brother, it's starting to rain.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we are too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Another lawsuit in Michigan. You know, there's a lawsuit in Wisconsin. There were lawsuits in Arizona. There are so many legal challenges to the election of 2020.
Right.
I mean, at some point, we've got to connect all of the dots. I mean, simply, we have this last one that, or the latest one, rather, it's certainly not going to be the last. In Michigan, there's a lawsuit against the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, because there, like in so many states, election officials like the Secretary of State or the clerks of court or registrar of voters, whatever you may have in your particular community, they have an obligation to conduct a general program that makes a reasonable effort to remove ineligible voters from their voter rolls.
Right.
So when folks pass away, for example, well, in Michigan, they've discovered, this is the Public Interest Legal Foundation, they've discovered almost 26,000 registrants, that means voters, that are on Michigan's voter rolls,
yep,
that are deceased.
And I was looking at the report earlier. A lot of the people that are on that list, it's not just like they died last year.
No, 23,000, almost 24,000. Have been dead for 5 years or more.
Right.
17,000 have been dead for 10 years. 4,000 have been dead for at least 20 years. It's like, what are these elected officials doing? I mean,
nothing.
It's not one administration, obviously.
No, this is 20 years of negligence on the part of the election
Secretary
officials.
Secretary
of State for the entire state.
This is in Michigan, yeah.
And again, that's not the only state that's a problem. They've got thousands and thousands of dead people on the rolls in California. And the danger of that is, in California, vote bundling is legal. So you can just go around and collect a whole bunch of people's votes, absentee, and they're mailing everybody in the state now a ballot. There are dead people on the rolls. They're mailing out these ballots out. So if you're a bundler, you can simply take a dead person's ballot, fill it out for them, and send it in.
So if, yeah,
that's cheating.
If you were governor of Michigan, for example, and you discovered that there are 26,000 deceased voters who are still on the voter rolls,
right,
you might want to strengthen your state's voting laws, right?
I think
in order to increase the integrity of the election.
No.
Governor Whitmer, she vetoed this legislation just last month that would have toughened the in-person voter ID laws. Basically just requiring people to have additional information such as a driver's license.
Well, because Whitmer doesn't want Democrats to lose more elections.
Now,
when you put in voter reforms that require people to actually have an ID, that require actual people to vote, not just dead people to vote, Democrats don't do as well.
So this law that she vetoed last month, it wasn't you had to show your voter ID or you had to show your driver's license at the polls.
Right.
This was, if you're going to vote by absentee ballot, you must write in your driver's license number. Now, that wasn't the only criterion that would be required in order to identify.
Right, because that information actually can be found online.
Exactly. That's just an example.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what Whitmer had to say. She said these bills that would strengthen Michigan's voter laws.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is a false narrative that the left continues to perpetuate, that these voter ID laws would disproportionately hurt minority voters who are more likely not to have a photo ID on election day than white people.
How racist is that? Because Gretchen Whitmer's white. Why does she think that black people can't have a voter ID? Why does she think
exactly.
that? Exactly. How racist is that? Black people can't figure out how to get a driver's license?
I don't get it. I know of no predestination for people who are poor or black to also belong to families lacking the organizational skills of keeping up with important papers like birth certificates or a driver's license, regardless of one of whether one has the means to purchase a vehicle or not. And I don't think your socioeconomic status is a factor in obtaining photo ID. I mean, you need photo ID for everything from pharmacies to banks to even visiting your child or your grandchild's school.
Right.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. But there are so many states in this country that do require voter or photo ID. Mm-hmm. In 2012, right, this is the second term of Obama, right? Black voters turned out in higher percentages of registered voters than any other ethnic minorities, and that was in those states who had passed laws requiring voters to display some sort of photo ID. Like in Indiana, where voter ID laws were considered in 2012 the strictest,
mm-hmm.
Democrat turnout increased over 8%, which was the largest increase in the nation.
And again, the black vote was going about 90-95% for Democrats at that time. So you're telling me that they can't
doesn't make
get
any
a
sense.
Photo ID? How are they able to vote without a photo ID in the state with the strictest voting laws?
So now let's fast forward to today.
Yeah.
Here is what this is Kamala Harris. This is a clip from Kamala Harris, and she has to be the dumbest explanation of why voter ID laws are not a good idea. But take a listen.
Agreeing to voter ID, one of those compromises that you'd support?
I don't think that we should underestimate what that could mean. Because in some people's mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it in to prove you are who you are. Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinko's. There's no Office Max near them. People have to understand that when we're talking about voter ID laws, be clear about who you have in mind and what would be required of them to prove who they are. Of course, people have to prove who they are, but not in a way that makes it almost impossible for them to prove who they are.
So if you live in the country,
right,
it's impossible
for
you
copy.
To prove who you are.
You are unable to take a photo of your driver's license with your phone and...
It's impossible for you to get a photo ID,
yeah.
a driver's license, a passport. You must not travel.
Yeah,
you just stay in your country bumpkin community.
There's no post office there with a photocopier. There's nothing.
And see, this is all on the heels of the anniversary of the 2020 election. And there was just a poll that was the results were released just this past week. 56% of voters believe there was cheating. Now, that's up from 47%, or that was up from 52% in April. And of the 56% who today, this past week, believe that there was cheating in the 2020 election, what percentage do you think were black?
45.
Close.
Oh, yeah.
47.
Wow.
So almost 50%.
Uh-huh.
Of black voters
think there was cheating,
which generally tends to trend more Democratic.
Yeah,
thinks there was cheating. One out of every two.
Well, you know why? Because there was cheating in 2020. The only question is, was it enough to overthrow the election? And I'm not sure we're ever going to get to the bottom of that
question.
And
why the left doesn't want to strengthen the integrity or the faith of the American people?
They're the ones
in the voting process.
Because they're the ones cheating the most. Okay, let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. Well, the number of people getting jobs finally went up last month. The Labor Department says 531,000 people were hired in September. That's the most since July. The unemployment rate dropped to 4.6%. However, there are thousands of people who have dropped out of the workforce altogether, and there are still fewer people employed today than there were before the COVID lockdowns in March of 2020.
All right, some of these employment numbers may be what the media is calling boomerang employees.
Okay.
Now, these are former workers who apparently are finally deciding to come back to work.
Well, isn't it interesting that the employment went up in September, and that was when the extra employment money from the government finally ran out?
Yeah, so these boomerang employees may be contributing, making up those numbers.
Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, 11 states filed suit against the Biden administration's COVID vaccine mandate. The attorney generals for Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Iowa, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming. Louisiana's Attorney General Jeff Landry also said he will be filing suit, and several businesses and nonprofits filed suit, including the Daily Caller, the Alliance Defending Freedom, and companies based in Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin.
You know, this is going to be a legal, this is going to be a legal drag-out fight.
It is.
It is with respect to this Biden mandate. But, you know, the Supreme Court has, the precedent is a state can mandate vaccines. So
a state can. The federal government cannot.
Exactly.
Third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against the state of Texas over its new voting integrity law. The lawsuit doesn't challenge the law in its entirety, just a provision that will require people who help others fill out their ballots take an oath acknowledging that if they lie, it's called perjury. The Department of Justice somehow thinks that will hurt people who have disabilities and prevent them from being able to vote. The law is also being challenged because the voter ID requirements for absentee ballots includes the need for a photo ID and the last four numbers of a voter's Social Security number.
You know, that law in Texas also makes it a felony for a public official to send someone a mail-in ballot that they did not request.
And yet California is doing that to everybody. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Hey, man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Red River Range is the premier indoor shooting and training facility in the Ark-La-Tex. Red River Range is family-friendly and produces 100% fresh air all the time, so you never smell gunpowder. At Red River Range, it's all digital. You choose one of 19 lanes, and it's all on a touchscreen. Red River Range has two archery areas and a stock fish pond, so there's truly something for everyone at Red River Range in Shreveport. Find out more at redriverrange.com.
If you say what you want to say and let the words fall out, honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Palmer, Louis Saar, Avalone.
So apparently even Joe Biden couldn't stand hearing so much about this global warming hoax. Oh, I said it. I said it. It's a hoax. I mean, that's not to say that we need to destroy the planet. That's not to say that we want to pollute our environment. But this is not settled science by any means.
No, it's not. And anybody that says, oh, well, look, 75% of all climate scientists say this is 95% of it. No, those studies are not real. There are obvious errors in those studies. And just because a lot of scientists say something doesn't mean they're right. Science isn't done by democracy.
Well,
truth is what determines what is or is not popular vote.
And the truth of the matter is, if you're flying over 400 gas-guzzling private jets to a climate change summit,
right, then you must be in favor of changing climate with carbon dioxide.
There are so many private planes at this summit that empty planes are being basically transported 30 miles. They're flying 30 miles to another airport.
So they have to take off the land
again. Just to park. Just to park. I mean, and it's ridiculous.
It is.
But here's the other part. You know, pollution from burgers is worse than from diesel trucks. Have you heard this before?
I have not.
For comparison, and this is according to UC Riverside.
Okay.
For comparison, they say, an 18-wheeler diesel engine truck would have to drive 143 miles on the freeway to put out the same mass of particles as a single charbroiled hamburger patty. You haven't heard this before?
I call bull on that.
No, they say this isn't surprising. They say there.
How is it not surprising?
Because there aren't any regulations on restaurant emissions, and that all of all of the emission controls on 18-wheelers. No, this is a legit.
There are regulations.
This is a legit article.
Okay, I understand, but it's not a legit article. I'm sorry. When they're putting out that kind of a conclusion, that's not a legit article. There are regulations on the power plants that supply the electricity to the restaurants that are creating the grills.
No, I
understand. Yes, there is regulation for those things, and for them to say there isn't means that they're lying.
This study from UC Riverside.
I'm sorry, is that a left-leaning school?
Well, it's University of California.
Oh, so, yeah.
Well, they're saying,
I know what they're saying. I understand what they're saying. I'm saying they're wrong. Come on, let's use some common sense here. All right, we got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, if the NFL is just like slavery, is there anything that's not just like slavery?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama.
She said, that ain't the way I'm
And joining us now are American Mamas, Terry Nettaville and Denise Arthur. So Colin Kaepernick has his Netflix special out where he is comparing the NFL combine system where they want to see, you know, if you have a good physical body to go play a sport in which people get hurt badly all the time. And he says, gosh, that's just like slavery where they're like, look, this guy is really strong, so you should pay a whole bunch of money for him. And I'm thinking there's some pretty obvious differences. He's just kind of glossing over.
Yeah, yeah. Does he think that's exclusive to them, to him? I mean, okay, my husband just got through with his annual physical, which is required by United Parcel Service for him to work. If there is a problem in his physical, he will be pulled off the road and will not be able to drive his truck.
Because exactly.
Well, are you crazy? Do you know how many companies have annual physicals? And on top of that, I can assure you, my husband didn't sign a 6-year contract for what, $114 million. So, yeah, that's how that works.
Well, the NFL Combine is set up to help these people become millionaires. A lot of these guys come in and they make more money than the coaches, some of them. It's effectively a job interview. If you get invited to this Combine, I would venture to say 99 to 100% of these guys go if they get an invitation. And you go hoping that you get picked, that you get chosen. It is set up for that reason. And so that there are so many discrepancies. There's so many differences between this and slavery, not to mention what you were just talking about. There are whites and blacks that go, and Mexicans and Asians, and everybody who gets invited can go, and they are in the best shape of their life, and they are hoping that they look at them and say, okay, yeah, I think I'm going to choose you.
But how many people actually think they're in the best shape of their life, Terry, and have some underlying condition that they don't know about, but they find out while they're going through a process?
I'm sure that's the case, but if you're going to try to compare this to slavery, you got to get your facts right.
Well, girl, that's only Cardi's got.
Well, and then that's the other thing about him. He is one of those that wants to get back into the NFL Combine so that they can. He wants to continue to play football. And I remember the last time, I don't know if y'all remember this, but I vaguely remember when they were going to have a tryout for him, and everybody, all the coaches had gathered for him. This is in the big old media storm when he was kneeling and he was the big name out there. And he was like an hour away at another facility and called them and said, hey, if y'all want to see me,
he was just getting your bands
and come over here and watch me.
He's above all that, Terry. He was just insulted. They should just take it as it is. But, you know, I will say, because I know the boys talked about this yesterday, and I'm just so glad that there are people out there that are standing up to this whole Netflix thing. And I was reading an article that Jack Brewer, he used to play defense, I think, for, maybe New York. I don't know. Anyway, but the New York Giants, he did. I'm going to correct myself. But I'm going to tell you something. He had some powerful words to say.
What did he say?
He said, the new Colin Kaepernick doctrine that's penetrating the minds and hearts of so many of our underserved black kids across America is the single largest threat to black men in the United States of America. Because right now, folks are thinking that they're victim and that they're living the most prosperous and most opportunity of any country in the world. And that's what he's saying is you have kids that are hopeless, and then you go out and you push this mentality, and they're supposed to be someone that he's supposed to be someone that's a leader. Think about the movement that this guy started, the opportunity that he had, and he could actually come and promote positivity to young men, young black men, telling them how great this country is. He doesn't have that spirit in him. He's evil, anti-American. He's sick and disgusting. And that's a black man.
Yeah. Well, he is the voice of division.
Yeah.
He is the voice of racism himself. And this is a man who was adopted and raised by white people.
Well, I think he forgot about that.
Well, I think he doesn't care. I think he cares more about his own greed. He's making so much money off of this. I personally feel like that when he was kneeling for the first time, he had his job taken over by a white man. That was clear.
He was pouting. That was a pouting knee.
And until they, and he was getting all kinds of flack. And then the left somehow put upon him that, you know, you can use this as an opportunity. And boy, did he. Yeah. He came out against white people, against cops, wearing even those socks, those disgusting.
The pig socks.
Yeah, the pig socks. And now they're going to use him as their voice for, I don't know what Netflix is thinking about having him, because I think the numbers that we've been told that the numbers for that particular Netflix show is just so low. Nobody cares. Nobody's watching this guy. So when you see these ads come out and then people on Twitter are going crazy over it, it's like it's backfiring on him, and I love it. You cannot continue to water down racism. You cannot continue to do that and get away with it. We see you. We see you in all your colors, and I think this is the time that we cancel him.
That's right. Well, he fell on that knee pouting and rebranded himself. Somebody caught the opportunity, and that's how insincere I think he is.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, americangroundradio.com/American Mamas. Terry Netterville, Denise Arthur, thank y'all.
You're welcome.
Coming up next, we're digging deep. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Right now. Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis Saar Avalone.
So inflation is becoming out of control.
Becoming?
Well, to some degree.
I mean, it's not as bad as the 1970s. I'll give you that, yet.
We have more jobs than folks looking for work.
Yeah.
I mean, that's certainly true.
That should be a good thing, right? That should be a positive. But the problem is the reason why people aren't looking for work isn't because they already have jobs. We still also have relatively high unemployment. We have fewer people working now than were working in January of 2020.
Well, you know, President Biden said the United States economy is growing. This was a press conference today. Take a listen.
If you take a look at what economy is growing, the United States, it's growing. It has problems, mainly because of COVID and supply chain, but it's growing. We've created over 6 million jobs. We're leading the world in terms of the fastest growing economy, major economies. So I think, you know, we're going through a difficult time in the world because of COVID, because of supply chain consequences, because of the environment and all that's occurred, the way it's in fact imploded in the near term.
The environment has not imploded in the near term. What in the hell is he talking about?
How did he create 6 million jobs? First of all, the fact that people were sitting at home,
mm-hmm.
unemployed because of COVID, uh-huh. the fact that they then went back to jobs,
That's
does not
creating
mean you
jobs.
Created any new jobs.
No, it just means you got off the neck of the people who were trying to run businesses. But again, he said the environment has imploded in the near term.
He has no idea what he's saying.
I'm sorry. Was there a giant sucking sound that took all the oxygen out of here?
He has absolutely no idea. Then he went on to basically say the quiet part out loud, that this was what COVID, this is what climate change is all about.
I think it presents a gigantic opportunity, an opportunity to, in a sense, press the restart button and move in a direction that I think the vast majority of countries, and look, I'm sure you interview other world leaders that are here, the vast majority think this is an opportunity. They're not quite sure exactly what to do, exactly how to do it. Not that I have all the answers, I'm not implying that, but they know that. They know that growth rests in dealing with the economy in a way that affects the whole
just
notion.
Shut that off.
It's an opportunity, Lewis.
Thing.
This is an opportunity.
It's an opportunity to push the restart button. Let me tell you, for anyone out there, you've been working on your laptop.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you're writing a paper. Maybe you're preparing a report
right.
or a presentation.
Right.
And you've worked on it for hours.
Uh-huh.
The last thing that you want to do is push the restart button.
Right.
Why in the world?
I'd rather put control save. Control S.
Exactly. Why in the world is this an opportunity for the United States of America to push the restart button as if what we're doing here in this country is corrupt?
Because you can't get Americans to abandon what works until you break it. That's why this is an opportunity for them. They broke America on purpose. It's time to dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
Last week, the sheriff in Racine County, Wisconsin, held a press conference. Did you watch this press conference?
I did not.
Yeah. Most of the country did not either. Do you know why?
This was where? In Wisconsin?
Yeah, Racine, Wisconsin.
Okay.
That's just about 30 minutes, looks like maybe an hour south of Milwaukee. 20,000 people live in Racine County. Okay. In it, he outlined election fraud during the 2020 election that occurred at one assisted living center in that county. Just one.
Okay.
All right. It started when a woman named Judy went into the state's My Vote Wisconsin website and discovered that her mother, Shirley, had voted in the November 3rd election by absentee ballot. But Shirley had actually died on October 9th, 4 weeks before Election Day. Shirley lived in the Ridgewood Care facility. Now, Shirley, Judy's mother, this is according to the report by the sheriff, she had broken glasses, so she couldn't read. She had no interest in reading or keeping up with current events. She had difficulty recognizing her own daughter. She could not remember her last meal. She would not know what day of the week it was. And she saw flying objects outside of her room that were not there.
But she voted in the 2020 election.
Right. So Judy contacted the Ridgewood Care executive director asking how Shirley could have voted when she didn't have any knowledge of current events or the news or that other stuff. This is from the report. The executive director stated the staff would ask the residents who they voted for in the past and following party lines, that would be their choice. Judy asked, so if she could only recall JFK as president, Democrat would be their choice? The executive director answered, yes. See, the staff filled out the ballot for them.
I get you. So if she just happened to name someone that was left-leaning,
yes.
they would presume
she wanted to vote for Biden this
or
time.
Derive from her contract or her comments that she wanted to vote for Biden.
So Judy filed an affidavit with the Wisconsin Election Commission. But it's the Wisconsin Election Commission that made this specific kind of voter fraud possible in the first place. The Wisconsin Election Commission caused this to happen statewide. State law had required two special voting deputies to be present to help people vote with absentee ballots. Okay, so if you're going to go into a nursing home, the law required two special voting deputies had to go in and do it. They're specially trained. They know how to do this. All right.
The local clerk of court's office, for example.
Exactly. That was state law. During the 2020 election, the Wisconsin Election Commission asked the governor to suspend that law. The governor said he didn't have the authority to suspend the election laws. So the Wisconsin Election Commission sent an email to the nursing homes across the state simply telling them to ignore that law and just mail absentee ballots themselves.
Okay, but I guess it begs the question, is this part of some master plan or do you just have bad actors in all of these states across the country.
My thought from the beginning on all this election fraud is that there's probably massive election fraud on small scales across the country. Because the only states where it seemed to matter were the states where it was close.
No, I understand. But realize, though, it was the digital or the otherwise reporting to the cloud changes that produced the anomalies across the country, including in Arizona.
Okay, but that's not what this is about. And I don't even think the reporting to the cloud stuff, I don't think fully that that's real. I don't think that that is the biggest problem. I think this is much more likely, where you have individual people going, you know what? I can take someone else's ballot and ballot harvest.
No,
this is a much bigger problem.
I think the prospect that someone halfway around the world can alter the votes of a particular county. And we're talking about millions of votes.
But again, that hasn't been proven. This has.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about this then.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm saying the election.
No, I get what you're saying, and it's all important. I guess I'm just going to the point of, is there some master plan?
I don't think there has to be a master
by
plan.
Someone.
I think all there has to be is millions of Democrats who thought that Donald Trump was the devil. And if you really think the president of the United States is the devil, why wouldn't you do everything within your power, even if it's not legal? Because, again, the Democrats believe the ends justify the means. So why wouldn't you have millions of Democrats across the country doing this, where they take an opportunity where the law gets changed by people who didn't have the power to change the law, mostly Democrats, and then other Democrats go, wait, I can get some old lady who won't ever know the difference to vote for Joe Biden?
But this didn't just happen in Wisconsin, right?
Well, we don't think so. But the problem is nobody's looking into it. So the sheriff has got this one case. He says this is just one nursing home we've looked into. But there are 11 in this county and thousands across the state. The state's attorney general needs to look into it. Problem is the state's attorney general is a Democrat. He says he's not going to look into it. And the state's governor is a Democrat. And he said he's not going to look into it either.
Isn't the issue moot at this point?
Not if you really care about election integrity for the next election.
Exactly.
We'll be right back.
You're standing on American ground with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land Is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device.
You're a brand new flag, you're a high-flying flag.
Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightspotsBigCountry.com.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Red River Range is the premier indoor shooting and training facility in the Ark-La-Tex. Red River Range is family friendly and produces 100% fresh air all the time, so you never smell gunpowder. At Red River Range, it's all digital. You choose one of 19 lanes, and it's all on a touchscreen. Red River Range has two archery areas and a stock fish pond, so there's truly something for everyone at Red River Range in Shreveport. Find out more at redriverrange.com.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis Sarr, Avalone.
All right, so we talked last week about the Department of Justice settlement agreement or recommendation that each illegal alien who was separated from their family,
$450,000.
Each child should receive $450,000.
Good money if you can make it.
Now, this afternoon, President Biden was asked about this Department of Justice settlement agreement with the ACLU and immigration lawyers to pay them, pay illegal aliens, $450,000 per person for their pain and suffering. Do you know what Joe Biden had to say about that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's exactly right. He said, no.
I was kidding.
No,
oh my God.
That's exactly, in a nutshell, he says that's not going to happen. So Peter Ducey said, it's not going to happen. He said, he looked at him, $450,000 per person? I mean, he's asking with incredulity
right. At
the nature of the question.
He has no idea what his own department's doing.
That's the headline from this should not be that he says, that's not going to happen. What should be alarming to all of us is, as we many of us have already known, he has no idea what his Department of Justice, or the DHS, or the HHS, has done.
So what you're saying is that he's not in charge, but it's the people underneath him who are running their own fiefdoms.
It's a pep puppet presidency.
Hey, I wanted to talk to Billy Nungesser, Lieutenant Governor for the state of Louisiana. You know, when he came into office, the Louisiana parks are losing money?
Yeah.
He's now made them profitable.
Get him on the phone.
All right. I'll do that. And joining us now on the phone, Louisiana's Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Welcome back to American Ground Radio, sir.
Glad to be with you, my friends.
So I saw the story, and I thought, man, this is fascinating, and I wanted to share it with folks, and we thought you're the best person to talk about it. The parks in Louisiana were not money makers. You come into office, and now even during COVID, somehow you're able to make the parks, the state parks in Louisiana, become profitable. How did you do that?
Well, it's been a great team effort. You know, when I took office, Jay Darden told me we'd have to close 7 state parks. We don't have the funds for the staff. Good luck at picking which 7 to close. Well, we spent about 10 days going through every contract, every bit of work going on, and I come from private business. And we were paying Grand Isle $28,000 a year to pick up garbage once a week. We got it picked up for $450, $500 a month, saved $24,000. We looked at the pest control contracts and all the things that we didn't feel did anything or much for their money. And then we looked at the staff, and we had a plumber, an air conditioning guy, and an electrician that sat at every park waiting for something to break. Mm. Well, then we found out some of the air conditioning people were not up to speed on the latest technology. All they did was call an AC company out. That was no good. So we got 3 travel teams. We got rid of about 79 positions, and those 3 travel teams travel around. They're professionals, and they can fix everything. saved another $1 million. So we just started running it like a business. And then we looked at the private-public partnership with the legislature allowed us to do. We have horseback riding in Boca Chica. We have a mountain bike trail there through a private-public partner. We had 1,500 people there last Saturday from 11 states. Not only are they making that park make money, but the town in Washington Parish has cars with bikes on top, horse trailers. It's been a whole draw for that community. And we know coming out of COVID, people have bought RVs by record numbers. They're looking to do the outdoor thing, and we are the sportsman's paradise. So all those things are playing in our favor. We had our best year ever at state parks.
So basically, you cut some bureaucratic bloat, and you looked for ways to streamline the funding and to build partnerships with people in the community.
Yes, and we just closed a six-month. We went out for proposal for 6 months to see what else can we do. And we've got some incredible bids back. And what we'll do now is we'll evaluate those for additional cabins built with private money, but we share in the revenues. A lazy river at one. But we'll take all of those proposals. We'll go meet with the local communities, elected officials, because what we don't want to do is we don't want to do a private-public partner that will hurt any local business. We won't let a restaurant open because we want you to leave the park and go eat in the local establishments. But I can see a day when not only are we making money, we're making a lot of money. And that money, we won't need tax dollars to run our parks, and we'll generate millions of dollars that can be used for cultural recreation tourism all over the state.
So, Lieutenant Governor, our listeners are hearing this, and they're saying he's running government, or at least his part of the government, like a business. And they say, why can't our mayors, why can't our governor, why can't our local superintendent of schools run their part of the government like a business too?
Because they're politicians and not public servants. A lot of politicians, they're good people, but they only do what they got to do to get reelected. No more, no less. We need public servants today in every aspect of life that get in there and want to fix. Look, we're going to fix everything we can. We might not win every battle, but the public is going to know everything we're doing. And usually if you can't get it done, you can embarrass them into doing the right thing.
Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser from the state of Louisiana, thank you so much for joining us here on American Ground Radio. And thank you so much for working to make the parks of the state the best they can possibly be.
I appreciate y'all, my friends. Good talking to you, and hopefully we can see some more victories.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
If you're not listening in, you're missing out. American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you, or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Red River Range is the premier indoor shooting and training facility in the Arklatex. Red River Range is family-friendly and produces 100% fresh air all the time, so you never smell gunpowder. At Red River Range, it's all digital. You choose one of 19 lanes, and it's all on a touchscreen. Red River Range has two archery areas and a stock fish pond, so there's truly something for everyone at Red River Range in Shreveport. Find out more at redriverrange.com.
Conservative are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction. I am Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church.
Ain't nothing but a big pile of dirty tricks.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
Either there wasn't enough Kool-Aid to go around in Virginia, or these Democrat voters just didn't get the memo. But apparently, Rasmussen took a poll last night during the election day,
right.
The entire day. They found 81% of Virginians believe that a photo ID should be required for voting.
81%.
81%. Now, you would say, well, how many of those were Republican and how many were Democrat?
Yeah.
Okay, 94% were Glenn Youngkin supporters who said, yes, absolutely, photo IDs are required.
So 94% of Glenn Youngkin supporters said yes.
But two-thirds of McAuliffe's voters, Democrat voters, said that a basic photo ID should be required. I thought that was racist.
Yeah, according
to... Are you saying that two-thirds of McAuliffe supporters are racist?
Apparently, obviously so. That must be the case.
But here's one other interesting point.
Yeah.
83% of Virginia voters agree that America was founded on the ideals of freedom, equality, and self-governance. That includes 84% of Youngkin voters, 82% of McAuliffe voters. Maybe there is more that unites us than divides us.
Whoa. Oh, wow!
When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
In Portland, Maine last night, residents went to the polls to choose a new at-large city council member. Portland uses ranked choice voting system, which means when no candidate has an outright majority, the candidate with the fewest votes is eliminated and his or her votes are reallocated to the remaining candidates based upon voters' second choice marked on the ballot. This continues until someone has an outright majority. But last night, no one got an outright majority, even when only two candidates remained.
Oh, my.
You see, when the computer was done counting and recounting the numbers, Roberto Rodriguez ended up with 8,529 votes, and Brandon Mazur also ended up with 8,529 votes. It was a tie. Now, this new form of voting that relies on high-tech computers to crunch the numbers will be decided by a much older form of picking leaders. They're going to draw straws.
I was going to say flip a coin.
Same idea. May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.